closer.
You are listening to the La Tavola Marque Radio Network.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for downloading and tuning into our podcast from Italy. My name is Jason.
And I'm Ashley.
That is Ashley eating toast and delicious fresh pecorino cheese this morning.
It's so good.
We are the proprietors of La Tavola Marche, a agriturismo and cooking school here in the heart of Italy, Le Marche, Piobico, and we're ready to get back to it. I'm excited and a little bit all over the place because not only is this the third time we are trying to record this podcast, but it is a beautiful, beautiful end of winter's day. It's the 15th of March. It is early in the morning.
The cats are going bonkers. We're ready to get to work. It's just like, oh my God, let's get the day going.
Let's get the day going indeed. And I had myself a little temper tantrum freak out. What would you call it the other day?
Yes, I'd call it a temper tantrum / freak out.
Realization that
this happens once a year. Actually, okay. Twice a year. At the beginning of every season and at the end of every season.
Yes. I had my little, oh my God, people are going to be in our house in 10 days, and we've got to get our act together.
Which we always do, but it always gets crazier before it gets
better.
So, the house has been a disaster for a few weeks.
Well, let's take them back. Rewind.
The last time we came to you guys, our last episode, we were buried under snow. And which was the biggest snowstorm of the century. The last time they had snowfall like this was in the 1800s sometime. So this was not only the talk of the town, but of Europe for sure.
We had almost 10 feet of snow at our house, in a rounding area in our house. We took off. There was a break for 3 days between the first major blast, first major like meter and a half and the second one. And we left. We went up north, which... strangely enough, had no snow.
Which we were lucky we left as well. The conditions were deteriorating. The road was almost impassable. The grocery stores had no food. There was no milk.
No milk, no eggs, no bread.
No deliveries.
And the power started cutting on and off. So It was like, all right, it is time to go. And when we came back, nothing with our house.
We were very lucky.
We had a couple of trees that fell down and a lot of branches that are broken. But some of our neighbors and our friends, especially the barns with the solar panels on top of them, because of the added weight, I think, of the solar panels, some of the barns fell. In fact, the most damage was due to livestock being killed or just because no one could get to the barns to feed them or because
the
barn itself collapsed. The gymnasium in Piobico collapsed. So it was very costly, and it was basically the whole month of February was just lost. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing got done. No one could get anywhere. And then after it stopped snowing, it was a good 10 days before you could really get around.
Well, and we mentioned this the last time when we were talking about the snow, but we'll really see what happens with the vines and the olive trees for production for this year as well. It could be very stunted, which is really sad.
And
the price could go up as well.
Yeah, that is true. So we'll keep you abreast of that. But things are returning to normal here in our little slice of heaven.
Yes! It's like the sun is so nice and the weather's so gorgeous it makes you want to sing right now. Sorry, I can barely contain myself!
We have opened up all the doors and windows to change the air, as they call it, in the house to get the cold, wet air of winter and bring in some nice, warm, drier air of spring into the house because it's going to be in the high 60s, low 70s. It's going to be 18 degrees
gorgeous.
Celsius today.
We're sitting out on the patio and we pulled out all of the pots with, I planted 250 tulip bulbs in November. So a bunch of them are in the pots and then there's a few lines, borders that I did around the front yard as well. So they really are starting to pop up, which is really fun to see. But I just want to get to work outside today. You and Gaji have been doing a ton. I had an article due yesterday, so I've been inside busy on the computer.
We've trimmed up the, we've burned the hillsides. Here in Italy, especially the older generation, I think, love to burn stuff.
Pyromaniac!
So we've been cutting down, we've been pruning all the trees and cutting off the limbs that are broken from from the weather. We've been cutting all the dead grass and stuff off the hillsides and piling it up and making gigantic fires that we sit there and watch. And it seems, I like it, it's fun. But working outside.
Come over and light the fire tonight.
Yep, working outside is fun and it's good to get moving. We've started our garden plan for next year. We have For this year, I'm sorry. Oh my God, this year already. our neighbor Carolyn's going to come over and she's already started our seeds. I'm behind in starting my seeds because we have been doing so much inside. We painted basically the interior of the house and took, you know, everything off the shelves and took every piece of furniture from on the wall.
A big spring clean. You know the drill.
You know the drill.
You got to get the behind everything in the cracks, the whole thing.
Yep.
It feels good, though. What about the chicken coop? You guys were kind of surveying it. How much work needs to be done down there?
Not too much. The chicken coop, the roof is just the wire, the fine chicken wire. So it did kind of cave down. It didn't cave in, but it went down. It kind of got bent down. So we were reinforcing that.
The Rat King still living down there?
Nope. The Rat King is not down there.
The snow killed them all.
Or they left. They took off.
Or the cats.
But the chickens will be getting soon. We'll do a whole, reawakening of the earth and the garden. We'll do a podcast about that. But, this week's podcast.
Let's get to it. Our friends, Antonio and Paola from Macchi, Gelateria in Fano stopped by. They, are so nice and they, like us, have a very crazy schedule and have really busy in the spring and summer and in the winter they've took off. So they are getting back to work like us and had the afternoon free and decided to come by for the very first time. We've known them for a couple years.
And normally when we see them, it's just, you know, we come by on one of our days off like they
did. Exactly.
And we stop into the shop and say hello and have a gelato and speak. You know, we chat for 20 minutes, but
they're at work.
They're at work. So it was nice to have.
So they came over and we got to sit around for a couple hours and just chat and hang out. And they brought, oh my God, delicious homemade chocolate specialty things. What do you call that?
Chocolates.
I know, but like there's not a fancier word for it. I don't know. No, when they're done in all the little pretty shapes and eggs and filled. He did things like had it filled with basil.
Okay, he had a couple good ones that were really good. He filled in. In the off season, like us, you have more time, so he likes to play with chocolates. And he filled one with like a something in basil. I liked it.
It was
good. Orange and basil.
Orange and basil.
Orange and basil. It was really nice.
Yes. So anyway, but here is the interview that we sat down with them and just chatted about their gelato shop.
And you'll post their information on the thing. Okay, I know I talked about that like four times. So here they are, Antonio and Paola.
Okay.
Hello! We are sitting here in the kitchen with two of our friends, Paola and Antonio from Macchi Gelateria Inferno. Hello, welcome!
Ciao!
Well, since you guys came by to see the house and have a little chat, we thought since we have you here, we would do a little podcast interview. And your gelato is my most favorite in this whole area, so of course we have so many questions about ice cream, gelato. So, where to begin?
First, what is the difference between gelato and ice cream?
Gelato is the traditional Italian stuff, and it's supposed to be with a little less fat than the traditional American ice cream. That's, I think, the basic difference.
And it's softer, usually?
Yes, it's usually served when you buy it in an ice cream shop, in a gelateria. It's served at a temperature that is a little higher. than the one that you have in your refrigerator. And therefore, it stays a little softer.
Now, I think gelato-like pizza can be found in a million places all over Italy. Every bar has gelato. Every corner has a pizzeria. But it's very hard to find good gelato or
good pizza.
Pizza. What is the difference between the gelato you make and what you would find in a bar on the side in any town in all of Italy?
That's a nice question.
We try to make it as natural as possible and as close to the tradition as possible. We do not use any product prepared by the industry for the other gelaterias. We use only very natural ingredients. We select them one by one. We know all the producers, and that's the main difference.
Yes, so most that's the point. That's ingredients. Ingredients makes the difference. So if you want to buy a very good pizza, very good ice cream, or a very good pasta in Italy, you have to be careful about the ingredients that are used to make it.
Yeah, the ingredients are obviously crucial, very important, but the way to use it is also very important. The technique is also important. We study a lot, and we can count on a very old family tradition. Paola's brother-in-law has a very famous gelateria in Milan that has been running for almost 50 years now.
So that was our next question. Where did you, 6 years ago, six years ago? You opened Maki in Fano. Yeah. Where did this passion for gelato come from?
Our passion arrived for food in general and wine.
This is why we are good friends.
And then we found out almost immediately that we had a hidden treasure in our family, that Paola's brother-in-law had this fantastic gelateria with very little comparison or alikes in Italy, and we, wanting to move in the food business, we decided that we had to exploit that know-how.
And where do you come up with ideas for your different flavors of the ice cream? And two parts. Where do you come up with the ideas for your flavors, and how? Because I know Italians are very traditional. As you can see, we just had a discussion with the doctor about putting different things
in recipes,
and he was very against it.
Even the chocolate.
He didn't want to see anything but a bar of chocolate. So Italians are very traditional, but you want to be creative with your flavors.
Explore your own flavors. Well, actually, we are traditional. Some of our preferred flavors are the most traditional ones, the pistachio, hazelnut, simple cream. But when you do something, you want to put something of yourself in what you do.
Absolutely.
So,
your personal touch.
It's like the ingredients. You want to choose the best. You want to choose something different. And so sometimes you need to experience something different. We travel a lot, we eat a lot, we love exotic food. So sometimes you want to try an Asian or a different ingredient in a classic ice cream.
You know, our shop, we have 40 to 48 flavors.
That's incredible.
That you make by hand, every day.
And 48 different recipes, because we don't have a single recipe, a single base for all the flavors.
So it's not like you're just adding different flavors to one.
Right.
So we have space to say 25 traditional flavors, 10-15 of fruit sorbet, and maybe another 10 flavors that we rotate a little bit, in which we put our creativity at work.
Which I have to say, I love when I come in the summer and I see Antonio and I say, what should I have? And I see Mark, he'll say, he gets excited. He's like, okay, stay right there, have this. And then if I hang out just long enough chatting with Paola, she might think it's just being friendly, but really it's if I finish my ice cream, Antonio might come out with something else for me to try. So and then he says, oh, have this lemon granita on your way home. I think, well, of course I have to. It's so good. But it's fun because, yes, like you said, the traditional flavors are so good and
strong. But then when you do things like mix ricotta and local honey, yeah. Oh, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Or the very, I like how you said, yes, it's traditional when you do things like take the vicholina.
Yes.
And, which is a very yes. special local cherry, wild cherry liquor. And to make that into a gelato is fabulous. And it's a wonderful way to take something so traditional of this liquor and make it new.
Absolutely. Yeah. Living here for the last 6 years,
yeah.
just like you, I guess, we had now a network of local producer, food lovers. So what we like to do is to use the local products, at least in some of the flavors, mm-hmm. say the honey,
the wine,
and all these local products. We have our local fruit growers, so we like to have the peaches from our, you know, from our area, just like the strawberries. We need to have some link to our territory, and we like to have it in this way.
Yeah, it's better and it's more special mm-hmm. because you know that you can't find the cherry wine from
yes.
this area in Sicily.
No.
You may find a beautiful sorbet in Sicily, but not this one.
Exactly. No, since the local ingredients are obviously much easier to find as well, when you pick something very exotic, how do you find the fruit? Or do you find the fruit
and then make the gelato?
Which comes first, the fruit or the gelato?
The idea,
yes.
You mean?
Yes.
Usually it comes first, the idea.
Okay.
Then maybe it takes several months, or maybe even years.
To find the ingredients.
And yes, but usually the idea comes first.
It's like the lavender. We make an ice cream with the lavender oil.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
And it's very fresh. But it's not easy to find the good, the right lavender
mm-hmm.
for the ice cream.
So we had
to wait a little bit. I had to look around a little bit.
Is that the biggest apart from running the gelateria every day, finding the different ingredients, is that very difficult?
I think that's difficult, but the most difficult thing is to pass the message to the clients.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, to make them understand, they usually understand the difference, but you need to get their attention first. You know, the ice cream is something you pick up on the street and you eat it sometimes.
It's straight food.
And you don't have the attention to say, okay, let's stop a second and think about what I'm eating right now and focus on the quality and finding in this ice cream, and that's very difficult too.
So let's educate people who are listening who've maybe never been to Italy and never really had real Italian gelato. Real Italian gelato tell me the difference if you were explaining between the two.
Okay, first you have to look at it.
Okay.
Look only for pretty natural colors, and also don't go in those places where they have huge mountains of gelatos mm-hmm. coming out of the fridge.
That, very, you know, decorated.
That,
yes.
That's a symptom that transgenic fats may be in there or a lot of stabilizer. That's not a natural product. Natural product will stay on the line. Over.
It's flat.
It's flat.
And exactly. Below the freezing line.
Exactly.
It must be very, very cold.
Okay. Then the other thing, when you taste it, I think the best thing you have to look for is to find different flavors that look different. Many places, you know, you have three flavors on your cone, and after 20 seconds, you can distinguish one
they
from the other.
They meld together, and you can't really understand.
And then the third thing you have to pay a little attention, maybe half an hour or an hour after you finish the
yeah.
and see if you have digested it. And if and a natural one will leave your mouth clean, not a lot of you know, dryness in your mouth, and you will digest it without any problem.
I also find the industrial gelatos leave like a coating on your tongue. It's almost not oil, but it is oil.
It's actually oil. Yes, a lot of industrial gelatos or the bad artisanal gelato use hydrogenated vegetable oils, and those have a melting degree, temperature, the desire of the body temperature, and therefore it remains around in your mouth.
Okay. Interesting.
And it makes you feel thirsty after.
Yes.
After a few minutes, 10 minutes, you feel like having a glass of water. Sometimes you see that people is used to drink, to buy water together with ice cream because they normally eat, let's say, low-quality ice creams.
It's also very bad for your health.
Yes, yeah. It's bad. Even if it's not hydrogenated fat, it's not good anyway.
So when people go to, so you want to look for the ice, the gelato should not be mounded over.
Yes.
It shouldn't be crazy green or red or funny colors. It should be below the line of the freezer. And should the sign on the outside say artigianale, or does that not matter?
No, that's not necessarily.
Because I've seen places see artigianale.
Yes, but handmade artigianale, locally produced. There are many ways to call the gelato, but it's not necessarily handmade to
spot the quality.
No, you have to give a chance to the ice cream shop and try it.
Speaking of giving it a chance, I was curious what your feelings are on samplers. People who like
Ashley loves to have a sample.
It's good.
I tend to choose a flavor that I won't get to try it. Even though I know I'm picking another flavor, it's all crazy. I'm crazy. Jason likes to stand back and watch. Is it okay to ask for flavors to have a sample?
Yes, it is. We offer. Sometimes we understand that the client is uncertain. He would like to try, but he does not want to do it.
So can you tell the people listening, how would you say in Italian, can I please have a sample?
May I try a sample?
Posso assaggiarlo? Yeah, of course. You can. Può farmelo assaggiare.
Yes, absolutely. It's also... It's good for us to have people that is curious and would like to try. Obviously, you know, if you come on 15th of August...
And you just 30
people behind you and you have to taste five different flavors, I might get a little nervous. But normal afternoon, we are very pleased to introduce you to our flavors.
And it's good because in this case, if you are a passionate ice cream maker, you can let people try the best you have in that moment.
True.
A new ingredient, a new ice cream, something you are trying for the first time and you want the reaction. You want to know the reaction of your client.
So it might be best to let the ice cream maker choose the flavors because he or she would know what is fresh or what's the best that day.
It depends if the ice cream makers wants you to try the best or wants to get rid of the...
That is true. Can you suggest with 40 different flavors, people don't know what combinations go well together. Can you name two or three
tell us
what your favorite combinations are, or two or three different flavors that go together well? So when they come,
of course,
what's your favorite?
I love the combination of sorbets, so fresh fruit sorbets with dark chocolate.
Okay, that's good.
And I love the double dark chocolate with rum, that is a sorbet with no milk.
Mm-hmm.
It's just water, chocolate, and a little bit of rum with strawberry or tangerine sorbet.
That so you like the chocolate and the fruit together?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. spices.
I am very lazy on that, and my ice creams are always the same. Either one of pistachio or hazelnut, one kind of chocolate, we make many, and then usually one custard, a cream made with eggs.
It's a very classic.
Or coffee. That's it. I like sometimes to have a sorbet, but usually 90% of the time I eat always the same thing. For me as a client, the ice cream shop can have only maybe 10 flavors.
So you are that classic Italian we were talking about before.
Yes, Italian.
Here's the dichotomy. You're the chef, too, who makes the crazy.
The one. Yes. For him, it's pistachio, hazelnut, and when you find the good pistachio, the real pistachio.
Yes, the one with the... Yes.
Yeah. I understand. You can't get rid of it.
No, pistachio.
That's another thing. Pistachio gelato shouldn't be green. It's almost a brownish green.
Yes, absolutely. It depends. It is never as green as
an apple
peas.
Or peas. Absolutely. Yes.
Never. It can be a little green depending on how thin it's grounded. Okay. The thinner is grounded, so the smoother the paste you use to make the ice cream is, the more the color goes towards brown.
Interesting. Okay.
It's because of chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll.
It gets oxidated when it's smashed.
Okay.
So it's very bright when the pistachio is fresh. It's in. It's not grounded, but as soon as you ground it, it gets darker, and it's totally natural. It's a totally natural process.
Interesting.
Yes, and the flavor doesn't change.
No.
I like to use pistachio as my
base
to test different gelaterias.
Yes.
I like to say, okay, how is the... That's my...
Yes,
go-to.
It's a good way. Mm-hmm.
It's a good way because pistachio is a very expensive ingredient. Can get as expensive as 70 euros per kilo, even more.
Yes.
Now, so if you... You know, it's a symptom of how much care the ice cream maker puts in choosing the ingredients. And if you find a very bad pistachio for, 15 euros a kilo, that
it
means
makes
that they
difference.
Are saving on all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So, any other, your family has a gelateria in Milan?
Yes.
If maybe people aren't going to be in Fano, maybe they're going to Milan this summer.
Oh, yes.
Please give out the name of it and the address.
It's quite easy to find it because it's in the middle of Milan. It's in the center. It's very close to the station and it's La Bottega del Gelato.
Okay.
The family name is Cardelli and it's a completely traditional ice cream shop.
It's near Corso Buenos Aires.
Okay.
Here.
Now, if you're traveling outside La Marche or outside Milano, where do you like to have ice cream?
Turin.
Gelato?
Now we go to Turin.
Turin and Rome are probably now the two places in which you can find a different, very nice shops.
What do you look for when you're looking for gelato to eat?
The name of the shop, or there's a very famous ice cream maker in Turin. The name is Marchetti, mm-hmm. Alberto Marchetti. And we look for what we suppose clients look when they come to our shop. The best ingredients
worked in the
best possible way. So a very intense ice cream with no particular points of sweetness or greasiness in the mouth when you melt it. So the intensity of the flavor should be the first thing that strikes you when you eat it.
We don't like too much very fatty ice creams, even though there are some places in Italy in which traditionally the ice creams are fatter, like Bologna, for instance.
I was just going to ask what you thought about Bologna.
You've been to Pane al Cioccolato in Riccione.
No, not yet.
Oh,
we've heard about it.
Very fatty, like you were talking about.
We heard about it.
But pinoli, like their pine nut, is so good, but you'll get sick.
You can take two tastes and you can't eat anymore.
No,
it's
that's
too
something
heavy.
I don't particularly
like an ice cream that when you finished, it's not necessary to have another one, but
you feel like
having another one.
Like if
that's
your wife had a little more, you might take a little bite.
No, I think one GERD cone deserves another.
Exactly. Yesterday, there was a guy at our place. He had a huge cup, 250 grams of ice cream.
That's a half a pound of ice cream.
Yeah. At the end, he said, "This is too good, and you know what? I'll have another one, the same size." And when he had that one, he said, "It's so good. I could have another one. I stop it, but it's so good."
The guy was big.
It was quite hot. Yeah, he's tall. He's big. But he said, "You don't really feel like having eaten. After a while, you are all right. You may feel hungry after 1 hour. So that's good."
It has to be a nice, healthy snack in the afternoon.
Not heavy at all.
I've said before, we finished ice cream gelato from you.
We would have gone back, but we didn't want to embarrass ourselves in the same day.
I said, oh my God, I could do it again. He's like, you go back. And we're like, no, you go back. We're going to look like the fatties who can't stop.
No, we are used to it.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking a little bit about gelato. The season's coming. The gelato season's coming.
We'll have a link, of course, to your place. But please, tell everyone exactly where it is and what Maki means.
Maki is a... it's a word in the dialect of Fano that struck Paola when she first came to Fano. And means here, simply.
Right here.
Right here.
I like
it. It's a very common expression that people in Fano use to say, right here, where are you going? Well, Maki.
Maki.
Maybe I'm just stopping here.
I like it.
I like it.
So please give it, do you have a website?
Not yet. We'll have it by the end of this year. We have a Facebook page.
Okay,
yes,
and you could, it's just Maki.
No, gelateria.
Yes, artigianale Maki.
And the address?
It's Piazza degli Avveduti, number one, but it's very easy to see it, in Fano, in the very center of Fano.
And we'll put the we'll put a little, on our blog, when we put this up, we'll put a little map quest little thing, so everyone will be able to find you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
It's always nice to talk about
ice
cream.
For the nice ice cream.
What should I get?
When you come in Fano.
What's
maybe
season?
Something new.
You'll never know.
Maybe something new.
I'm hungry now.
Springtime.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm craving gelato.
I could go.
I'm just saying.
Maybe a split. I'd split one. It is kind of early.
I'd say get your own.
Well, again, it was great to see those guys.
Yes.
And they make fan-freaking-tastic gelato.
Mm-hmm.
And you must, if you're anywhere within a... anywhere near the Adriatic coast, you must go see them.
Yes.
What do you have going on for the for today, Ash? What are you doing?
I am going to work in the little herb garden. I started it already. Started cleaning out some of the all the leaves and clean it up. I mean, it's overgrown and needs to be cut back. And you wanted me to plant some dill.
I have some dill seeds that Carolyn gave us. I will be working on finishing. Trimming up the hedges, and then I will do the baseboard in the kitchen that needs to be done, and then, I don't know, it was nice yesterday as well, so we made our first trip to the nursery.
We've got spring fever.
We do. What'd you get? These are great.
I got roadies.
What are roadies?
Rhododendrons.
Oh, okay.
Nice big bushes, and except our winters get a little too cold, they said, so they're going to have to stay as potted plants, which is a bit of a bummer, because where I grew up in Seattle, they... are huge bushes out there, but we'll see how they do. And
are they in the same family as a hydrangea?
Yes.
Oh, so you know how to kill them?
Yes.
You know how to kill their cousins?
I'm really good at that.
Acidic soil.
I said I had a green thumb.
Well, we are going to get to work. It's time to go. Thank you so much for downloading. Throw out our info.
All right. If you are looking for a lovely holiday in La Marque, check us out. www.latavolamarche.com. And we have, like Jason said, an organic farm, an inn, and a cooking school. So you are more than welcome to come out and share our little slice of paradise.
Please like us or write a comment on iTunes, and it helps us out on there. And
you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, the whole thing.
Also, I don't know if this is tacky or not, but we are
looking... a little tacky, but go for it.
We're looking for a couple of few iPads. If you used ones, I don't want new ones, and I know that the new iPad just came out. And if you're going to buy a new one or have already bought a new one and have a used one and want to sell it or get rid of it, please contact at info@latavolamarche.com. I don't know. I've been on eBay, but how do you know? I'd rather someone I knew, or maybe you know someone, or they fell off a truck, eh?
Hey, I know a guy. But why we want to use them is for the cooking classes, because we thought it would be a really cool hands-on, touchable way to...
scroll through the recipes.
Yeah, so something different. Incorporating 300-year-old stone farmhouse with modern-day technology. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't know. We'll see.
Groovy.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful day, and we will see you soon from beautiful Le Marche, Italy.
Ciao.
Ciao.